Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, as you can tell, as I can tell, and as everyone knows, we're talking about the World Cup. We have our tiny soccer balls. The soccer balls aren't really this big, are they?
Of course not. They're about like this
big. I was going to say, otherwise all the soccer players on TV are like tiny people.
Oh,
no,
really
these
cute.
Are just little toy balls you can use to kick around in
exactly.
In a house even maybe, or mm-hmm. make your dog chase it. But of course, the World Cup 2014 is this year. It's coming up real soon. It's going to be in Brazil. We learned a little bit about the history of
right.
it yesterday and
mm-hmm.
about how some of the fans are able to enjoy mm-hmm. the games even without going. Today, though, we're going to learn a little bit more about this year's World Cup. Who's going to win?
Yay!
Who are some of the favorites? Who are the ones who...
And the great players!
Maybe won't play. And, of course, the players themselves.
Right.
So let's check out our article.
Reading. World Cup. May the best team win. Every team wants to win the World Cup, but there are some clear favorites. Brazil has won the tournament a record 5 times and has home advantage in 2014. Spain won the last World Cup and is also a strong contender. Argentina, the Netherlands, and Portugal all have some fantastic players. And one can never rule out 3-time winner Germany. Speaking of players, here are a few to watch. Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo and Argentina's Lionel Messi are two of the best players in the world right now. Every side features top players from the best leagues in the world. And new heroes are sure to make their names this year in Brazil. Over the years, the World Cup has produced many memorable moments. These include incredible goals, like the Netherlands' Dennis Bergkamp's superb volley against Argentina in France, 1998. However, there have also been controversies, such as Diego Maradona's Hand of God in 1986 and Zinedine Zidane's Headbutt in 2006. To see what happens at this edition of the FIFA World Cup, be sure to catch as many of the games as you can.
Now, of course, as the article says, we know this. Every
mm-hmm.
team wants to win the World Cup.
Of course
they do. They wouldn't be there if they didn't want to win. But there are some clear favorites. Okay,
mm.
so yes, there's 32 teams, as mm-hmm. we know, going to Brazil mm-hmm. to try to win the World Cup. They all want to win.
Of course.
They didn't, they'd be sitting at home mm. with us watching it on TV. But no, they're there to play and they're there to win.
Mm.
But out of the 32, some of the teams are just better. Really, they're better. They've won more. They have better players. So we're going to find out who these favorites are. Okay, a favorite as a something, a favorite as a champion, means that that's the one people expect to win.
Exactly.
Doesn't
okay.
mean you like it the most.
No.
It means the one that people expect to win.
Okay, 所以一开始我们课我们就提到，当然每一队都很希望自己可以哇当得到这个比赛的冠军，但是呢，还是有一些。这个队伍呢比较明显呢就是他最有希望是有会赢啦或是比较有大一点的胜算啦那其中我们提到的 favorite 这个字哦大家可能觉得说诶这不就是表示最喜欢的人事物这样的意思吗其实在本课当中呢这个 favorite 是指最有希望的获胜者这样的意思 a person or team that is considered most likely to win what Mike just mentioned、
mm-hmm.
okay 所以比方像是 election 像是选举的时候我们就会说 he's the heavy or clear favorite to win the election. 啊，就是某一个人呢，他可能呢是这个最有希望会获得这个选举这样子的意思啦。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who are these clear favorites?
Well, of course, we have to talk about Brazil.、
Mm-hmm.
Brazil has won the tournament. They've won the World Cup a record 5 times. That's、
wow.
more times than any other team. That's why it's a record, right? Something no one else has done、mm-hmm. better than. And, of course, they have home advantage in 2014.、
Mm-hmm.
They're playing on their home turf, as we learned yesterday.、
Yeah.
It's Brazil playing in Brazil. So they don't have any of the troubles of traveling, right?、
Mm-hmm.
They can live at home with their families and be comfortable.
Nice, comfortable.
Most of the fans watching the games want them to win. And that's a good thing. But I'd have to say...They have a lot of pressure. If they don't win...
That is true, that is true.
If they don't win, people in Brazil won't be like, oh, well, you tried your best. No, they'll be like, you didn't win, you losers.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you? So that's a lot of pressure to deal with. And of course, these guys are super famous. They can't just sort of forget about the World Cup. But they do have an advantage.
真的，其实呢、
yeah.
我觉得常常如果大家都非常看好你，反而你的压力最大，特别是今年我们看到 Brazil...我们这个在昨天这一堂课就提到他们是 home turf， 他们是就有这个主场这样子的，可能就是觉得说大家都觉得，哎，你既然是主场，那你干一定是有什么 home advantage， 就是主场优势啦、啊，你们应该就是会赢吧？可是如果他们没有赢的话，哎，可能就哎他们压力会颇大哦。Okay, so let's continue reading.
Okay, now of course we should also talk about Spain. Spain、
mm-hmm.
won the last World Cup and、
mm-hmm.
is also a strong contender. They have a lot of great players、mm-hmm. on the Spanish team. A contender is someone who has a good chance of winning or just someone who's playing the game. Okay, a、
mm-hmm.
strong contender would have a good chance of winning, but any contender is in the race, they're in the fight, they could win,、
right.
we don't know, but they're in there with a good chance. So all of the 32 teams are contenders.
Right, 其实去年我们都知道西班牙，哇哦，他们就是冠军啦。所以呢，这时候呢，大家说其实不只是巴西，大家也非常看好这个 Spain， 就是西班牙，他们是一个非常强的 a strong contender。一般来讲 contender 有着这个像是这个竞争者这样的意思哦。那其实每一队都是很强的 contender 啦，不只是 Spain。 那接下来我们就看到另外一个国家 Argentina。
That's right. Now also Argentina, the Netherlands and Portugal all have some fantastic players, and apart from the Netherlands, I think all of them have won the World Cup before.
Wow.
Yeah, Argentina of course has Lionel Messi. He's a great player for Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
The Netherlands have Robin van Persie, one of the great、
mm-hmm.
strikers for Man United. And Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo, Mr.
Ronaldo.
Handsome, Mr. good-looking guy. Yeah, he's a great player too. Good-looking guy, very good soccer player. These guys are fantastic. If you're fantastic, you're amazing. You're awesome. You're incredible. You're just really, really good.
Yeah.
And, of course, no one can ever rule out 3-time winner, Germany.
Okay.
The Germans are always going to be good.
哇，也太厉害了！所以我们刚刚提到了好多国家，好多的队伍，其实都是有非常好的这个就是大家都预测他们也是非常厉害的。像是 Argentina 就是阿根廷啦 ，The Netherlands 当然就是指荷兰，还有 Portugal 就是葡萄牙，他们都有相当好的 fantastic players， 很厉害、很赞的这个球员哦。Okay, so speaking of players, here、
mm-hmm.
are a few to watch. I think you already mentioned some.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're gonna
okay.
Later,
sure.
But speaking of is a really good phrase,、
mm-hmm.
especially used in conversations. 像是在绘画当中，我们常常会用 speaking of 来做一个转折，就是哎，对了，提到了什么什么，然后后面接你想要接的话。像是 speaking of shoes, 提到了这个鞋子。I actually got a new pair of really cool sneakers the other day.
Oh, speaking、
yeah.
of shoes, that's great.、
Hey.
Okay, yeah. So let's look at some of these players. Yeah, we mentioned Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo, who、
yeah.
plays、for Real Madrid.In Spain normally,、
mm-hmm.
but of course he's from Portugal. And Argentina's Lionel Messi, who I think won the Footballer of the Year award、
wow.
last year, are two of the best players in the world right now. I do know, though, Lionel Messi was injured this year. I think he、
Ooh.
Hurt his knees or something like that. So he's going to be at the World Cup, but he might、
okay.
not be at 100%. You know,、
oh.
he might still be a little hurt. So it's going to be very interesting.
Okay.
Plus, of course, there's the pressure. A lot of these guys just end up having so much pressure that it makes it difficult to play.
Right.
Now, every side, every team features top players from the best leagues in the world. Of course, they're not playing for their normal teams. They're playing for their country. So that's a little different. And, of course, new heroes are sure to make their names this year in Brazil. There might be some young players we haven't really heard of. And they might become very famous for, you know, playing really amazing games this year to make someone's name. All right, this is our shortcut for you. So let's find out more about that right now.
Shortcut for you.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, do, si, la,
do. Hey, am I interrupting something?
Yeah, I'm practicing for one of those singing competitions.
Oh, so you are trying to make your name as a singer.
No, I don't need to change my name to be a star.
To make your name means to become famous.
Okay, so I don't have to change my name. To make one's name means 成名,扬名立万.
Everyone will know your name if you win first prize.
Oh, yes. I hope I can make my name and become a star.
That would be great. Well, good luck. I'll let you practice.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. So, 当然每一个国家或是每一个队伍，这里我们提到的 every side, 一般 side 有边的意思，但是在本科当中当然就是指队伍，因为我们提到的是每一个国家代表就是的队伍他们其实呢都是有非常厉害的 top players, 就是有最顶尖的这个球员哦。OK, 然后当然呢我们也会看到一些新的一些足球英雄会出现，大家都想要 make their names, or make one's name, 这个片就有成名啊出名哦，所以也希望呢他们可以呢就是展现出他们绝佳的球技。那这里我们也看到了刚刚的句子有from the best leagues, 其中的 league 这个字呢就有着联盟这样子的意思哦。 So over the years, the World Cup has produced many memorable moments. Wow, memorable 这个字呢大家都知道 memory 是什么呢，就是有回忆，而 memorable 但就指的值得怀念的 OK, 或者是难忘的这样的意思，像是 a memorable journey, OK, 就是难忘的一趟旅程。那当然呢就是有一些非常难忘的一些时刻 moment 哦，我们来回顾一下，像是有哪一些 moments? So what are some memorable moments?
Well, some of them include incredible goals, of course, because that's one of the most exciting things in football is when someone scores a goal. For example, the Netherlands' Dennis Bergkamp's superb volley against Argentina in France in 1998. So this happened back in 1988. Of course, the World Cup was in France at that time. We had the Netherlands, which is also a country called Holland, right? There in Europe. So this player, he scored against Argentina in a difficult game. It was a volley. A volley is usually when the ball is flying through the air and the player kicks it without it bouncing on the ground. So a difficult shot to make, probably from a long way away, and it was, you know, right into the corner. Really, really incredible. Very exciting for the Netherlands fans. Not exciting for Argentina's fans.
Of course.
Oh, we hate you, Dennis Bergkamp.
OK, 我们来回顾一下，带大家回到1998年的时候，在法国的时候，那时候我们看到一个哇，非常厉害的这个冰王子，是来自于荷兰的哦。OK, 他其实呢就是是被认为是荷兰足球在这个1990年代最优秀的球员之一哦。那为什么他有多厉害，在这个刚刚提到的这个比赛当中呢，他有得到了这个一球，那他有 superb volley, 其中的 volley 就是指这个凌空抽射这样的意思，就是让球还没落地之前就踢到这个球这样的意思，那他是一个非常优秀的球员哦。 OK, so these are the great goals, the great players, however,
Yes, however, there's also been some controversies, okay? We should explain controversies. This is when something happens which really splits people. Some people think it was great, other people think it was terrible, okay? So they might have arguments about it, will be in the newspaper, a lot of people will pay attention to it. And it will really, you know, separate people. Uh-huh. Some people might be angry about it. For example, Diego Maradona's Hand of God goal in 1986. That was against England, which is the team I usually cheer for. That wasn't good. That was cheating. He used his hand to score a goal, which you're not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. But the referee, the guy who should have said, no, you can't do that, he missed it. He didn't see. So all the England players are like, he used his hand. Right. And Maradona's like, yay, I scored a goal with my hand. Anyway, so a lot of people were upset about that. And then, of course, there was Zinedine Zidane's headbutt in 2006. Oh, that was terrible. They were playing against Italy. The Italian player said some very rude words to Zidane. He lost his cool, headbutted the guy, got kicked out of the game, and then, of course, Italy went on to win. So that was very controversial.
Okay, 我们来看一下非常刚提到是很棒的足球员，但是接下来要讲的就是比较有争议性了。Controversy 就是争议这样意思，而很有争议性的，我们可以用 controversial 这个形容词哦。其中我们提到的哦，就是这个Maradona 在这个1986年，他做了一件事情哦，就是那个裁判误判他的进球是有效，因为通常我们是不可以用手打的，而且因此呢，竟然裁判他没有看到这一球，还判他就是赢了那一分。那这一球呢，还辩称说这是上帝之手，所以因此这个名称 Hand of God 就出现了。那再来另外一个球员呢，就是 Zidane， OK， 那他用了一个 headbutt， headbutt 是什么？就是用头去撞某人。为什么呢？在2006年的世界杯的决赛的时候呢，哇，他跟人家发生了口角，然后他就用他的光头去撞对方的胸口，因此被罚出场。这就是一点他的背后的一些小故事啦。
All right, so those are some stories from the past. So, to see what happens at this edition of the FIFA World Cup, be sure to catch as many of the games as you can. That's right, there's going to be a lot of great games coming up.Unfortunately, it's in Brazil, which is like 12 hours difference. So we're going to have to wake up early in the morning to watch the games. But hopefully on TV, they'll be showing them in the evening, too, so we can watch them. But yeah,
okay.
I think in another 4 years, it's going to be in Korea or Japan, which will be great for us.
Oh, cool. That's like really close.
It's really close. It'll be the same time. But this year, we're going to have to wake up early.
OK, so edition 当然一般有版本的意思，不过在这里的我们是指这一届比赛的意思，就是2014年的啦。OK, let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So there are a lot of great players.
Mm-hmm, a lot of great teams.
32 teams, the top 32 teams in the world.
Not bad, yeah.
Mike, who do you think will win the World Cup?
If I knew this, I would be in Vegas making a lot of money.
Exactly.
I don't know. Of course, you got to look at the favorites, right? Brazil's always in there. Italy, Spain, Germany. I would love it if England could kind of get into the finals, but I'm not super hopeful. England's in
a
tough group. Japan. The good thing is this year, some of the best teams are in the same groups, and there are other groups with kind of weaker teams. So that gives them a chance to kind of go on a bit, right? So I was saying to my friend the other day, if it's not England, I'd love to see a team from Africa.
Exactly.
Really well, because there are so many great professional African players playing in England and Germany and Europe, but no African team has ever gone very far. And I think it would be cool if Japan or South Korea went in, too. So I don't really care. I just look forward to great football games. That's what I want to see.What about you?
I don't really know.
Japan, you're going to say Japan.
Oh, Japan, of course. Okay, anyway, you guys have a chat about it, and we'll be back.
Bye.
World Cup. May the best team win. Every team wants to win the World Cup, but there are some clear favorites. Brazil has won the tournament a record 5 times.And has home advantage in 2014. Spain won the last World Cup and is also a strong contender. Argentina, the Netherlands, and Portugal all have some fantastic players. And one can never rule out 3-time winner Germany. Speaking of players, here are a few to watch.Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo and Argentina's Lionel Messi are two of the best players in the world right now. Every side features top players from the best leagues in the world, and new heroes are sure to make their names this year in Brazil. Over the years, the World Cup has produced many memorable moments. These include incredible goals, like the Netherlands' Dennis Bergkamp's superb volley against Argentina in France, 1998. However, there have also been controversies, such as Diego Maradona's Hand of God in 1986, and Zinedine Zidane's Headbutt in 2006. To see what happens at this edition of the FIFA World Cup, be sure to catch as many of the games as you can.
Vocabulary Review.
Advantage. Terry has an advantage when playing basketball because he is tall. Fantastic. We went to a fantastic restaurant last night that I want to visit again. Side. The soccer club has a good side this year and should play well. League. This baseball league has 30 teams that all play against each other. Controversy. There was controversy recently when a bakery was found to have chemicals in its bread. Edition. The first edition of the famous book is now worth a lot of money.